Zone.
Welcome back, Connor Happer. Josh Johnson back with you on the Connor Happer Show. 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. That's where you can watch as well. We're joined now on the phone, the hotline powered by Lust Hills Harley-Davidson, by Brian Munson of Husker Online. Munson, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, man?
Pretty good. Ready for it to be a football weekend again. The bye week, well, I mean, the season's going to last long pretty much no matter what, but the bye week really dragged, I think.
The bye week and the coach speculation was agonizing, but I thought the recruiting news was really nice out of the whole entire thing. And so there were some good things to kind of talk about, but you need a better distraction. For
sure. Right. They've actually done a pretty good job there, and we'll get into that. Let's start, though, with Malachi Coleman. So he tweets yesterday that he is going to be visiting Miami this weekend. And then an Ole Miss fan asked him if he said, so you backed out on Ole Miss and now you're going to Miami? And Malachi said, they canceled my visit, meaning Ole Miss canceled his visit. So Miami is apparently on the radar now, I guess, for Malachi Coleman. This is a very weird recruitment, and it all comes just a couple weeks before he says he's going to make a decision.
It is weird. I kind of tried to talk to this around this a little bit on Tunnel Talk. You know, just with level set with your listeners. I have felt like Malachi Coleman has been acting like he's been kind of a silent commitment to Nebraska, going back to as far back as June. You know, when he took his official visit, there were several times between June and the start of the season where he was up at the offices in Nebraska, hanging out with the Nebraska coaching staff, you know, several things that went unpublished, went unsaid, that, you know, when he was able to make it up there, number one. Number two, the cancellation of Ole Miss back to Malachi.
He's gone.
Those SEC honks are out to get him.
The SEC heard that we were talking bad about Ole Miss, so they canceled Brian Munson. he is on the line back now. Hello, Munson. I think the SEC heard that we were talking bad about Ole Miss, and they canceled you.
I wondered, man. They were over there, and Lane Kiffin's got his hand on the button and dropping my cell. Okay, I got it. So, you know, when Ole Miss does that, and then you also had a visit set up to USC for the weekend of OU, but you're in Lincoln instead, kind of indicates to me also that potentially something like that happened with USC. I thought, at least last night when I was writing Tunnel Talk, that it was becoming very apparent to schools that were part of that top seven list that Malachi had released previously, that he was acting like a silent commitment to Nebraska as well. And they just weren't going to play the game. Which was smart, which was really smart by them to kind of move on, get down to some other people, you know, and that were more realistic targets. Then all of a sudden, Miami jumps in and out of nowhere. They weren't part of the top seven. And all of a sudden now he's taken an official visit. Very, very inexplicable was the word that I used last night. And I think that there's some reason for concern, although a very, very good source of mine last week thought that chances were still very good that Malachi was going to end up a Cornhusker. Although I will tell you, there's some interesting developments this weekend. You have, number one, Benny Ngoi coming in as an official visitor without basically the host of Malachi Coleman. So he's legitimately a visitor there himself. Iowa State commitment from Lincoln High, great athlete, you know, could play secondary, could be a wide receiver, could be anything. But then you also have Demetrius Bell coming in from Nashville, Tennessee. And I do believe that Demetrius will end up picking up an offer from Nebraska this weekend. So I think there is going to be some attrition. I think everybody would agree that there's going to be attrition.
For sure.
But I think as far as the 2023 class is concerned, I think Nebraska is also making sure they don't have all of their eggs in the Malachi Coleman basket in case he decides he's going to go do something else. So that's my total summary of it all. It is very interesting to watch.
I guess what's the weekend look like for Nebraska? It's a night game. It's at home. Yep. You're going to have some good weather. It sounds like it has the makings of a what would be a pretty big weekend. Obviously, there's a lot of other stuff going on around the idea of Nebraska football, but I guess how's the weekend turned out as far as a list is concerned?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest news out of the entire weekend so far, at least the headliner, is that Nebraska will welcome their first official visitor, basically since Mickey Joseph took over the head coaching job in Nebraska. That, I think, is significant because I think what you're starting to see now is that you have a group of coaches that are still continuing to recruit just like they would if they were, you know, the full-time staff without any type of possibilities of being replaced or anything like that. So Arnold Barnes is coming in. He is your running back out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Mickey Joseph went out to see him last Saturday. Brian Applewhite had offered him the week before. So things have moved very, very quickly. He is currently committed to Tulane. He's picked up a lot of P5 interest though in recent weeks. He's had some very, very big weeks on the field down there in New Orleans. The week before he got offered from Nebraska, I think he ran for almost 400 yards and 6 touchdowns. So 5'9", 225-pound guy, kind of a bowling ball is kind of what I would refer to him as. But we mentioned Benny Ngoi before. We mentioned Demetrius Bell before. You've got a long list of 2024 guys coming in. Most notably, Caleb Pyfrom.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him.
So yeah, brand new offer. Love this kid. Look, I'm telling you right now, this guy right now has gained 3 inches and 50 pounds from March to September. And his dad is 6'10", and his brother's playing community college basketball, you know, in the state. Very athletic family. I just think that this kid is just scratching, like, basically the surface of his potential. Another guy that's coming in, Carter Nelson, after not coming there for the first couple, 3 games of the season, he was there for OU, back again this weekend, once again. And then there's kind of a unique group. Jacob Oden and Jeremiah Beasley had just picked up offers the week before from Nebraska. They're 2024 players out of Michigan. Odin's kind of a safety, and Beasley's definitely a linebacker. They'll both be in. You get Mario Buford, who is Marquise Buford's little brother. He's coming in from DeSoto, Texas. And then you have this group of guys from Tennessee, which also visited Nebraska in July, like Jaheim Merriweather and Jalen Thompson, Marcus Goree and Steven Ellison. Really interesting group of 2024 guys coming in. But certainly the most interesting is the official visitor that the Huskers are bringing in this week.
This is obviously, I mean, this is a difficult question to answer because we don't know exactly how it's going to turn out with Nebraska and who their next coach is. But I'll ask it to you this way. With this class being pretty heavy in-state, with the next class, 24, having a really significant in-state presence for Nebraska and their at least targets at this rate, and not even, maybe even guys who are committed elsewhere or might be looking elsewhere. What can the new momentum of whenever the new coach is hired do for, like, usually what happens is the new coach comes in and says, we want to lock down the borders. Right. And they usually end up like kind of cleaning up in state during that initial time period. I just feel like it's going to end up being really good timing for the new coach to come in and have that sort of momentum on his side early, like he will, with these two classes sort of lining up against each other.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I think you've got some really interesting timing that's coming in. You've got the portal stuff for your current roster. You're going to be wrapping up that first signing date with the 2023 guys. So you're going to want to hone in on who's in your class already, make sure that everybody's still on board with what you got kind of going on. And then to your point, let's go back and take a look at the guys that are from the state that we feel like we at least have some sort of a port of entry with that we could go back and say, hey, guess what? I'm the new guy in Lincoln. I don't know what happened with the guy before, but this is where we're at currently with our roster, man. And you really fit a big part of that. Cade McIntyre. Think about that as an inside linebacker job right there, right? Or even Flores, if you're going back and you're talking about what's going on with the quarterback situation in Lincoln. We don't know what's going to happen when it comes to attrition and portal transfers and all that good stuff. So I think that that's going to be really, really interesting to watch. So McIntyre would be towards the top of the list of the guys that I would want to go back out there and circle back to. Tough to get him probably away from Oklahoma. I'd say probably very similar to Flores. But at least now you also have some consistency to where you could go back and grab and talk to some guys from 2023 that, you know, are looking for that guidance, the Ryan Robinson Jr., maybe even a Malachi Coleman if he was still kind of out there hanging around. You're going to definitely need to have that kind of tangibility when it comes to having a head coach and you could talk to some portal transfer guys. You're going to have some a better sales pitch, essentially, to go ahead and talk to those guys. But then 2024, as it all kind of blends together, like you said, Nebraska's been making those new offers to those guys. Those guys are interested in Nebraska. They just know that Nebraska's telling them, you're the kind of guy that Nebraska needs to recruit.
Yeah.
And you know, and when we get that coaching situation kind of figured out and stuff like that, we're going to circle back and catch up with you again.
Yeah.
Good stuff there.
The 2024s are the ones. And not all of them, I don't think, have emerged yet. You just mentioned another one, and Pyfrom from Central, who just has in the first, you know, half of the season. But I feel like that's where those are the guys that the new, you know, whenever that happens, probably early December, late November, something like that, they come in and immediately, you know, we're going to go knock on the doors and you know, give a call to the 2024 kids in state.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's already five guys in state, I think, that are 2024 guys, with Benning and Carter Nelson and Davon Hall and Daniel Kalen, that have already got offers. I think that there's a sixth one coming very, very quickly. So keep a look out of that on that on Husker Online, but that could come here anywhere between now and the next home game, which obviously isn't going to be until for a long while out. I think it's actually like
29th
weekend, like 29th, right? Yep. So maybe sometime between this weekend and that weekend there, I would totally anticipate the sixth offer going out to an in-state kid.
All right, Munson, we'll let you go. Appreciate your time as always. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the football and whatever else you're getting into this weekend. Apple picking, whatever it might be. Talk to you later.
See you, man. Later.
That's Brian Munson of HuskerOnline.com. We'll come back. We'll talk about Tua and his brain.
I mean, yeah.
Next on 1620 The Zone.